Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see what we learned in the Bible yesterday and how it impacts our lives. Yesterday, we learned about how the Israelites were commanded to build a tabernacle, a kind of a portable temple that would travel with them as they spent their time in the desert traveling towards the Promised Land, and that would be the focal point of their worship and love for God. We talked about how worship comes from worth-ship, of showing something or someone is worth your sacrifices. I asked you yesterday how you might have seen the love languages, typically used to discuss marriage and parenting, but how do you see the five love languages of time, of acts of service, of gifts, of words of affection, and of affectionate touch? How do you see those being expressed here as the Israelites were building the temple? Were they speaking their love to God in those languages? And there are a few of them that do apply. The material gifts one is the most obvious. The people were asked to bring offerings to the temple, to sacrifice some of their gold, but more than that, textiles and other valuables to build the materials for this temple, to make them the very best they could be. They were going to use the most valuable materials available to them. Now you might say, well, how do a bunch of slaves recently escaped from Egypt have all these things? Well, back when Egypt was able to escape from, or when Israel escaped from Egypt, it was because God had brought plagues against the Egyptians. There were all these terrible things that happened to them, culminating in the death of their firstborn males. And by the time that happened, the people of Egypt, never mind Pharaoh, the people of Egypt themselves were so glad to finally see the Israelites go. They were finally so glad to just see the cause of all these plagues leaving that they showered them with these gifts of their valuables. So it's likely those valuables that were being melted down now, that might have been melted down before to make a golden calf, but were now being melted down for good purposes to make the temple's various parts and tools that would be used within it. You can imagine the poignancy of this moment. Not that long ago, they were melting down all their gold to create a god that they could worship. Now, they were melting down all their gold again to create a meeting place where they could meet the true God, who wasn't confined by a little golden calf or defined by that, but they were going to be meeting the invisible God there. They would meet him everywhere, but this would be the focal point. You can imagine the connection there between our past mistake and now God is helping us make it right. Now we also see acts of service here. Moses said the finest craftsmen needed to be involved in building the temple. This wasn't going to get slapped together by volunteers. This was going to be done by the finest craftsmen their nation had to offer. Now, when it was built, this was going to be the focal point of their worship. This is where they would sing and pray to God, words of affection. This was where they would bring sacrifices and gifts to God. And there was a tactile aspect of that. The affectionate touch is probably the least obviously connected to communicating love to God. But there was a tactile experience of going to the temple, especially when it involved sacrifices of the priests slaughtering an animal or offering up to God physically, bringing to God a gift that was offered. There were real structures to the temple that people would touch and move around as the tabernacle moved. The priests and Levites would be involved in that. So there was a tactile experience here as well of touch. Naturally, all this took time. It took lots of time for them to build this, and they were going to take time out to worship God when they could be developing their nation, when they could be protecting themselves by building up weapons, when they could be trying to grow food. There are all kinds of things they could do with their time, but now they were building a temple whose only purpose was going to be to worship God, to show that he was worth their time and not only other things. So we can see the five love languages being played out here. The temple was about expressing their love and God's worth. The temple was going to be the place of worship where they would show God his worth. But why? That's the question I want you to think about today. Why is God worth it? What has God done for the Israelites that they would find it worthwhile to do all this, to sacrifice all this? Why is it worthwhile? Why is God worthy of worship? That's your question for today. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.